Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
Oh, I can't see Huma's beautiful face.
Let me move that computer out of the way.
There he is.
Good morning. Hello, Vincent.
Hey.
How are you?
Boy, were you a prolific poster yesterday.
I was.
It was great to see.
You know what was really funny, too, is I almost posted a fourth thing, and I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't.
I guess I wasn't on yesterday. What did you do?
We were building this pergola, and it was super hot, so I kept taking rests in the shade. So I started taking pictures. But
backyard looks killer.
Oh, man.
It looks really good.
It's really getting there. It's getting there.
Pictures
I'm happy
or
for
video?
You.
Pictures.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I don't know. It's hard to get hyped about stuff like that, especially,
right.
You know, it costs a lot of your money. Boy, I'd rather have toys than this. But
it's funny. We actually have said to each other, like, you know, God, we're spending so much money on this backyard. And John's like, we don't care about cars. We don't care about clothes. Like there are other things that we could, you know, like. This is all we care about is our stupid house and our stupid yard. Like it, and it's we've always been that way.
Yeah.
But I feel you, Vin. It's not, you know.
Anyway, my point is it looks great. It really does.
It's coming out.
I'm looking at the pictures going, wow, look at it. It looks unreal.
And I'm super excited.
So at Clarky Clark on Instagram is where she was posting the pictures.
Yes.
And it's a unique little snapshot into Sarah's world as she's talked about the backyard a million times.
Yeah.
You can see it's all paid off.
13 months.
And
longer than that. It's got to be longer than that.
It was September of last year we started.
What kind of wood is that?
It's redwood. And it's
sort of redwood looking.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's just been freshly oiled, so it has kind of an orangey look in some of the pictures, but it's actually much mellower than it looks in those. And it will gray. It'll turn into like a really mellow gray in a few years when
like
it weathers.
You.
A mellow gray like I. I am a mellow gray these days.
Well, it's all working out.
Thank you, Vinny.
I like to see it.
Just really hope that I can stay in that house long enough to enjoy it.
What does that mean?
I just felt like I love this job. I love living here and with all the big changes that are coming for CBS Radio, I certainly hope that I will remain able to. I would like to enjoy that yard for many, many, many years to come.
What do they call that? When you put your hand on someone's forehead and keep them at arm's length? Is that just it? It's just a stiff arm?
Oh, seems like funny when their reach isn't quite long enough to hit you in the ribs, but they're swinging hard and you're holding them off by their forehead. Sure.
Is your agent still being stiff-armed by the company? You haven't had any conversations.
Well, my agent passed, but I have been having conversations with who is potentially my new agent, and there's really nothing that can be done until this merger happens. There's some preliminary talks that can happen, but by and large, nothing's happening. My deal is up in February, but whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. Like, I just, what am I going to do? Like, lay in bed worried about it? Something I can't do anything about right now? Yes, that is what I'm going to do, but it's not the right thing to do.
Have you been worried, really?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, don't we all worry about...
Yes.
To some extent, yes. I think I've... Having my whole life blow up, I try to look at the bright side, which was I lived through it. It's crazy, but on the other side of it, you go,
you're
you know what? I didn't die, and it really did help me learn to get the hell over it. I definitely used to sit up at night in a rocking chair, not sleeping, because I was grinding on some damn thing that I had no control over.
Right.
And so I've learned that I mean, I still don't sleep. I find other reasons. You know, my kid is kicking me in the forehead or whatever.
There is stepping always something. Yeah, I mean,
but I'm just saying that, you know, I do think that you've done all the work you can.
I do feel like if there was something that I could do, I would do it. You know?
I do think that it's, you know, what we push through our speakers each day is our job.
That is right. That's
right.
And
none of us take that lightly, and therefore...
No. And thank you for listening to us, because you, without you, there is no yard for Sarah, and there is no house for Vinny, and there is, you know, there's, it's, it, you guys are... You guys listening is why this whole thing works. So thanks. Please never think a day that you are not fully appreciated. Even little comments on oh man, someone, you know, of course the one comment I noticed yesterday on all those posts I put up on Instagram is someone goes, oh, look at Sarah, could she, you know, pretending to work. I'm like, God damn it, I was there's sweat running down me. I am not pretending to work.
There's always someone there to crush you.
I know.
Oh,
I'm not working the hardest. Let's, you know, Dick and Chumley are for sure doing the
By
bulk
the way,
of our work.
That name seems to have stuck. I
Dude,
like it.
I'm hashtagging Dick and Chumley Construction Company. Huma taught me about hashtags. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Tommy Igo was fantastic
Tommy
yesterday.
Tommy was fantastic. So, and I saw him later in the day, and he said, you know, people have been blowing up his phone. He's super psyched about it. And he was, what I liked about it was that he was very much him. That cocky bastard I love so much.
But most people didn't even get to hear The Secret Show. You got to go listen to him on that.
He's funny on that, too. He gives us really nothing, because we're asking him to name some names, and he won't do it.
I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Hooman said he's gonna... He was talking about some mafia thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what I can say from The Secret Show. Maybe all of it. But he, you know, knows Gotti, knew Gotti, was pals
with
Gotti.
No, he wasn't pals.
They hang out all the time.
That's not what he said at all.
That's not at all what he said. But he... It was funny because he was, like, playing in clubs in New York in the 80s, and he had a mafia story. And so Hooman said, I guess Gotti, the movie with John Travolta, is coming out.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have him back to do that.
Mid-December.
Cool.
But yeah, he was psyched. Less psyched, on the less psyched end of the spectrum, was Scott Capurro, who was the neediest bastard I have ever had to do. I mean, and that dude has been needy in the past. But
he was more needy than ever yesterday?
Yes.
And he does it in a joking way, but you can tell just based on the sheer volume of the texts that it really bothered him.
He was texting me going, movie soon? Question mark. Movie soon? Question mark.
Well, do a movie with him.
Or don't.
We just did one with him.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we got Rudy lined up.
Yeah, Rudy's great. I mean, clearly you're cycling people through. Bryn is not willing to do these weekly.
You're right about that.
Well, Bryn has a job.
You know, it's really hard coming back into the city.
Oh, sure.
For 7 o'clock at night till 10 o'clock at night, it's ridiculous. Really,
I totally agree. And Bryn is excused as far as I'm concerned. But that being said, the people who are willing and that, you know, you should go ahead and let Scott do another movie.
Or not.
Stop yeah, I it. Mean, I love Scott. I thought he was really good on the movie.
Well,
review.
You go see a movie with him then.
I've seen movies with
Yeah, you can go again
Hooman.
Then.
Well, I'm not going at night.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So the people who are willing to do that, we should let them do it. If he's willing to do it, let him do it. I'm not willing to
do
it. Are you willing to do it?
No, I'm not trying to come back into the city.
Yeah, I'm not trying to come back into the city either. No thanks. Mm-mm. I'm home. I'm laying on my grass.
Yeah.
In my yard. That's all I care about. Hooman has drive to do these things like no one else. Hooman, I appreciate the last 18. When is your anniversary?
October 31st.
Thank you for
Halloween.
Oh, really? Halloween?
That's the first day I spoke on the air with you guys.
Boy, you remember all those dates. Well, listen.
Were you wearing a pirate outfit
that Jesus.
Day? I know you had pirate hair.
He had pirate hair for sure.
I remember if you had an outfit on, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I... normally dressed like that for work.
How long did you have that glorious hair when you worked for us? 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Hooman had waist length, shiny,
glistening.
Wavy, glistening locks of
gold.
Black hair.
Gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, with
perfectly
gold highlights.
Brown.
So did Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn had
really
long
hair.
Oh my God, he had so, yeah. His hair was so long.
Did he pull it back, though? I mean, I don't ever
pull,
really
yeah,
remember him having...
Yeah, he would pull it back, ponytail.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How long was it?
Very long.
I have no recollection of
easily
that.
Middle of back.
Yeah.
Yeah, really long.
Well, listen, interns is one of the things I talked about with my agent yesterday. We need interns.
Oh, you did
come
have a conversation.
Yeah,
yesterday.
No, with this new guy that I'm talking to. But, I mean, honest to God, the intern program is I miss that so much. Like, how many people work in this building now that are former interns of ours? Or just were interns? I was an intern. Mm-hmm. You started as an intern.
Yeah.
Like, interns, Hooman basically started as an intern, folding T-shirts and putting them in the closet. That's where the Farm League was. You know, there is no more radio if we can't train kids.
It's like Vinny, I gave you an article this morning. You've probably heard it before. Football teams are going away in high schools. And I feel like that's kind of, interns are going away.
I know. It's terrible.
For different reasons, but
right.
Still. There's no one to...
High school football's going away?
Yeah.
Well, because of the head injuries or because of the cost?
All of the above. And these days, kids aren't as interested in sports outside as they once were.
Right. They're in their rooms and they don't want concussions. And they're all like, oh, I could just get online. And
there was a local high school a few months ago. I don't know if it was in Novato, somewhere in the North Bay, that the program was going to go away. And they just rallied up. And kids that didn't even really want to play football were like, I don't want my school to lose the football team. I'm going out for the football team. And they brought the program back.
I just heard a story this morning about Terra Linda High.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody went out there and deemed the field was too hard to continue playing football on. They have some big games coming up. I mean, we're early on in the school football season, I guess. I don't know when that ends. Probably after homecoming? Maybe
yeah,
it is almost over.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, homecoming.
But anyway, they were like, this field is too hard. The kids cannot play on it. There's not enough bounce. I guess, I don't know, the fields have to be dug up every couple years so that they get fluffy
again. I don't know about
that,
but people definitely get concussed when they hit the ground as opposed to, like, you'd think it's just the head-to-head stuff. Often these quarterbacks get whiplashed into the ground when they get
sacked.
Sure.
And the ground is ultimately what gives them the concussion.
I wonder if that's why so many places put in turf beyond the wear and tear. If they, you know, put in the AstroTurf, then it's got... You know, whatever is gives it a little bit of bounce underneath.
Yeah,
what
I could
that
see
school by your house. Wasn't there something the high school?
They're building a new. They're building a whole track up there right by my house.
Yeah.
Scotts Valley High, everyone. Falcons. Yeah, I don't know anybody that goes there, but I do.
He will someday.
Team Kane.
Again.
Is that the one with the precocious daughter?
I don't know about that. But
the boy-girl sleepovers?
Oh, no.
That's a different one?
No. Oh, boy. I tell you way too much. No, that's not the one.
What's the boy-girl sleepover?
And that girl actually is a college student this year, so she's not...
What is that?
It's nothing.
You don't remember hearing that?
No.
They said co-ed sleepovers are totally normal these days. It happens all the time.
Nowadays, she says to me, and I'm looking at her like, oh, really?
Oh, people of today.
Nowadays.
We have boy-girl sleepovers all the time. Yeah, our parents let us, and I'm looking at her like, boys have not changed. I don't know what you're talking about, but boys are still...
Trying to get in your pants,
right.
Lady.
I don't know who you think you're fooling here, but I guess your parents are falling for it.
Oh, the kids nowadays, Vin, they're so different than we were.
Right. They just lie better. Whatever. It's got to be it, right?
I guess so.
They can't possibly have changed puberty.
So what are they building at Scotts
Valley High? Oh, they're building a track up there, and that was one of the things they did. The missus and some other people, caneperformance.com.
Shame.
I can't reach the bell.
That's fine.
They raised some money for the school, so they're working on giving them a new. But you know, as much as you're saying, and we hear all the talk about head injuries and football changings, football's still the biggest TV show.
Yep.
It's still the biggest money maker for colleges. Even college football is still one of the biggest money makers. I don't know. It's got to be $1 billion a year industry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I still think, and just much like anything else, it's probably going to be young, underprivileged kids who are looking to
capitalize.
Get rich.
Right.
You know,
that's
somehow
the dream.
Who are willing to put their heads and their bodies, mm-hmm. you know, in harm's way, they're still going to go out for football. And I'll tell you, the two states, well, there's probably a lot more than two, but Texas and Florida, they're going to play football in high school, no matter what. And Pennsylvania. They're like football states.
Yeah.
Where the Friday Night Light stuff, you know that TV show you watch?
Yeah.
That's real.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great show. That's one to binge, man. You get sucked right into that. Good.
I mean, some of these kids.
God, that one guy, Taylor Kitsch. Oh, my God.
John Carter.
Delicious.
Some of these kids, and this is the same for basketball, less so for baseball, but still. But they're high school players, and they're superstars already.
Oh, they're the
in
whole
town everyone
cares
knows them, right?
Deeply about them.
So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And the Patriots won last night because the other team missed three field goals.
Dude, I watched that whole game.
Oh, did you really? Oh,
well, no, I take that back. I didn't watch the whole game, but I made sure I watched the end of the game, and it came down to the final seconds.
Yeah.
There were the Bucks right there with the ball. Throwing into the end zone with no seconds left. And luckily, the defense blocked the ball, and the Pats walked away with the win.
Yeah, that was luck is the operative word there. Like, I don't know what's happening to my Pats this year, but
they
suck.
They have no defense.
Yeah, they don't seem to really be able to put up a lot of points either. What's happening? Where's my Tommy?
Well, you tell us.
John, get on the red phone.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. Are you kidding? I had to go to bed. And even then, who cares? You get in bed, your best of intentions, like, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm stopping everything. I'm shutting down. And then, you know, I fell right to sleep. And 15 minutes later, I wake up in a coughing fit. And then I go back to sleep. And 25 minutes later, I wake up and I'm coughing.
You're still sick, huh?
Well, I'm at the coughing phase, Vincent.
Don't worry. You know? I know the feeling, the 2 to 3 week lingering cold where you go... feel like I've had this for a month.
I'm done with this. Is this going away pretty soon? All right, everyone. KLLC. KLLC HD1, San Francisco. It is Friday. And no one can take that away. Don't even just laugh in the face of those people. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.